This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist.
Do you feel like you're rushing all the time? Do you constantly have a list of tasks that you don't want to do? Do you feel overwhelmed by all the demands and find that you don't have enough time to rest and spend time with friends and family? If you answered yes to these questions, then looking at your approach to work and building your time management skills will help manage the challenges of work and home life more effectively. By dealing more efficiently with these demands, you free up your time to do the things you really enjoy but never have time for. This podcast is here to help. It's brought to you by the DPP Health at Work, the UK's specialist provider of health and wellbeing information. In the next few minutes, we're going to look at actions you can take to deal with stress at work and manage your time more effectively. Generally speaking, work is good for your health. It's beneficial for your physical and mental health, and it also boosts your self-esteem and improves your quality of life. Of course, it makes sense that a good job, which is one that you enjoy and that fulfills you, is good for you. It gives you a sense of purpose and achievement, and equally, being unemployed is bad for your physical and mental health. And people who return to work after a period of unemployment or illness often show a marked improvement in their well-being. So why do we often see work as the culprit when it comes to stress? Research suggests that a lack of sense of control over your work can be quite negative and can be a cause of stress. Of course, it's down to each individual. Some people feel okay about their workload being controlled by others. Some bosses are better than others at managing people and their workload. Some jobs come with more independence or responsibility than others. So does feeling in control matter? In some ways it does. For example, in one study of American executives, feeling in control of their lives both at work and at home was an important element in being able to deal with pressure. Another study in London showed that civil servants of all grades were less healthy if they felt they lacked control over their work. One of the vicious circles that builds up when we're under pressure has to do with the way we misinterpret events. For example, when we feel stressed, anxious, or exhausted, we're prone to get hold of the wrong end of the stick. For example, the more uptight you feel, the more likely you are to irritate others, be irrational, feel anxious about events and relationships, turn a drama into a crisis and a molehill into a mountain. Is that true? So this in turn makes you feel more stressed, and so it goes on. It's another kind of vicious circle in that it creates its own momentum and then it keeps going as stress encourages wrong thinking, and wrong thinking makes situations worse than they might have been, and then the misinterpretation of whatever's going on makes you feel even worse. It's really important to realise that the way you're seeing things, if you're stressed, won't necessarily be the way things really are. The way you're seeing things may have become part of the problem, and you'll need to identify your positive resources in order to stay afloat. The point I'm making is this. It may feel like that you'll never get through the amount of work you're facing. And yes, there may truly be too much on your plate. But if you need to organize yourself and you're in a stressed state, then you need to learn a new way of calming yourself down by switching on the relaxation response so that you can begin to get a sense that there's going to be a way through and that you do have control over the situation. That's the first step, and you may need to face up to the negative ways of thinking before you can solve the problems of stress at work, which is what this podcast is all about, planning and resourcing your working life better. Of course, sometimes the amount of work you've got on your plate or the type of work is too much for you to deal with on your own. Well, then it may be time to highlight the problem with your boss, who should be able to support you in finding positive ways to reduce work-related stress. If your stress is because of non-work worries, it could still be worth taking time to talk to your boss, who may be able to help relieve your work pressures for a time, and at least they'll be aware of the problem or the situation. For some people, though, a visit to the boss's office might be considered a cause for stress in itself. If you find it difficult to broach the subject, maybe try the following. Book a time with your boss to meet. prepare. Think about what's causing your stress and any potential solutions you may have. Make a note of the things you want to discuss. Think about positive changes you'd like to make to help you work more effectively. Make a list of points and questions you want to cover, especially if you're feeling under pressure. It's so easy to forget things. Help your boss to help you by sharing information. Find out if there are any training courses that may help you cope better, like time management or problem solving. If you need training for an area of work that's causing you stress, your boss may be able to help you organize this. Follow up by arranging a meeting to make sure that you and your boss are happy with how things are progressing and that your stress levels have gone down. However, if you really don't want to speak directly to your boss, you could raise the issue with a staff or trade union representative who can speak to your employer on your behalf. It takes two things to manage your time more effectively. One, prioritizing your goals. And two, leaving enough time for the most urgent and important ones. You can feel stressed when there are lots of things that need to be done and that you want to do. These unfinished tasks can run around in your head, making you feel anxious. This kind of muddled thinking means that even when you get things done, you may not feel like you've achieved very much. It takes time and energy to achieve goals, and as we all know, these are not unlimited. So in order to prioritize your goals, try writing a list of the things you want to accomplish. Next, decide which ones are the most important and which ones are the most urgent. Some important tasks will be less urgent, and so you'll just need to get the more urgent ones out of the way before you can get to those. Some urgent tasks may not seem important, but you know that nevertheless there's a deadline you can't miss. Deadlines at least give you a target to aim for, and so if you're a real procrastinator, they'll give you the will to get things done by the dates that you set yourself or are set for you. It's important to allow enough time to do the things on your list so that you don't feel constantly under pressure. And with the urgent stuff out the way, you'll find time to tackle important non-urgent tasks. Block out the time to make a start on important longer-term tasks. And when you're planning ahead, next to each item, write the amount of time you think it'll take you to do. It's important to be realistic about this. The final step in the jigsaw is to decide how many of these tasks you're likely to achieve in the next day, in the next week, the next month, and so on. You'll need to keep updating your list when new tasks arise, or if you under or overestimate the time needed. It's that simple. But first, you may need to settle down to imagine yourself getting organized. This essential first step means giving yourself a little regular time to practice the relaxation response in order to plan more effectively how to achieve those goals. Then once you get into the discipline of relaxing and planning your use of time on a regular basis, you'll begin to enjoy the sense of control and achievement it brings you. Then when unexpected events arise, you'll be able to respond more positively and with less fear because you'll know how they're going to impact on your time.